Breathe. Get the most from life. Liverpool Heart and Chest Hospital, NHS Foundation Trust. Exercise and chronic respiratory disease. Why is being active important? The fear of getting out of breath may make you avoid doing any activity which could make you more breathless. Being active can improve your breathing and quality of life. The fitter you are, the less out of breath you will get doing everyday activities, for example shopping, climbing the stairs, or housework. It is never too late to start exercising. Vicious cycle of inactivity. You feel breathless. You become fearful of activity that makes you feel breathless. You avoid activities that make you feel breathless. So you do less activity. Your muscles become weaker. Reduced exercise capacity. I can't do what I used to be able to do. Benefits of exercise and physical activity. It improves cholesterol levels, the strength of your heart and circulation, energy levels, stamina, muscle strength of breathing muscles, flexibility and mobility, social interaction, weight management, your mood and self-confidence, and so your quality of life. It reduces the risk of heart disease, stroke, osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, high blood pressure, anxiety, stress and depression, developing diabetes, some cancers, falls, and further lung deterioration. Also, breathlessness during daily activities. Recommended activity levels. For adults, including those with lung disease, aerobic, 150 minutes a week, moderate intensity exercise. Strength training, 2 days per week. Plus, spend less time sitting. Aerobic activity. Any activity that uses the larger muscle groups is repetitive and rhythmic in nature at a moderate intensity. Should be performed in 10-minute bouts or more. Examples of aerobic exercises are swimming, cycling, water aerobics, brisk walking, dancing, and gardening. Intensity. Moderate intensity. 3 on the RPB scale. Talk test. Maintain uninterrupted conversation. The RPB scale. 0 is nothing at all. 0.5 is very, very slight. 1 is very slight. 2 is slight. 3 is moderate. 4 is somewhat severe. 5 is severe. 7 is very severe. 9 is very, very severe. And 10 is maximal. Strength training. Activities that fatigue muscles quickly and are performed in repetitions and sets. Perform 2 times weekly on non-consecutive days. Perform 8 to 10 exercises of all the major muscle groups, 10 to 15 repetitions, and 1 to 3 sets. Examples of strengthening exercises are lifting your shopping bags, body weight training, weights or resistance band exercises. Top tip. Use objects from around the house such as tins of food, shopping bags or bottles of water. Warm up and cool down. Warm up before you begin your main exercise session. Start slow and at a light intensity. Include range of movement exercises and stretches. cool down after you've been exercising. Slowly bring the body to a stop. Include stretches which will help reduce muscle soreness the next day. Tips: warm up for a minimum of 10 minutes. Cool down for a minimum of 5 minutes. And hold each stretch for 10 to 30 seconds. Progression. When you are no longer breathless during an activity and it is feeling easier, it's time to progress the exercise, i.e. increase walking pace or duration. As you become fitter and stronger, you may notice that your everyday tasks become easier. Activities and daily life tips. There are many ways to become more active in day-to-day life. Doing housework, gardening, or walking your dog. Break up periods of sitting by walking around when you're on the phone or during TV advertising breaks. Getting off the bus one stop early or walking to the shops. If walking there and back seems too much, walk there and get the bus back. How can I keep safe while I'm active? Start slowly and gradually build up to 150 minutes of exercise a week. Warm up before and cool down after your exercise. Wear loose, comfortable clothing and supportive non-slip shoes. Drink plenty of water so you don't get dehydrated. Eat an hour before exercising to help fuel your body. Be active at a level that's right for you. Use the talk test to check. And after exercising, you may feel your muscles feel a little sore and achy. This is normal. Do not exercise if you have an active chest infection or are on antibiotics, or you do not have your blue inhaler or GTN spray with you. Stop if you get any sudden symptoms like chest pain, feeling of dizziness, or feeling increasingly wheezy, and seek advice from a healthcare professional. Exercise for health. Fees apply. Get referred by your GP or health professional for a 12-week programme. There is a £7.50 induction fee and it's £1 for every gym class attendance. Swimming is free. For information, go to the website at https://www.liverpool.gov.uk/lifestyles/services/gp-referrals. Walking for health, free. Walks around Liverpool, suitable for beginners and for people living with lung conditions. Go to the website for more information at https://www.walkingforhealth.org.uk/walkfinder/liverpool-fit-4-me-walks. Or you can call them on 0151 233 6355. Healthiness. Fees apply. Provides exercise classes that target all abilities. Offers group exercise and education classes addressing a series of health topics to help you achieve an improved state of health and fitness. Venues all around Liverpool. Go to the website at http://healthinesslimited.co.uk or you can call them on 0151 728 8874. Livewire, Liverpool Health Trainers. Free advice. Health trainers offer one-to-one support, guidance and motivation to individuals who want to make a change to their lifestyle. Go to the website on https://livewireliverpool.co.uk or call 0300 00 32 32 2. For further information about anything on this CD, visit www.thebreatheprogram.co.uk.